Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, the conversation that I hope you're a part of. This Tuesday on the conversation, are we ever going to get done talking about this damn election? No, because they want Hillary in there, and I'll explain why. What Joy Behar said on the amazing show called The View. It's an amazing show that no one watches. I don't know how. Even Barbara Walters has said the show's gone into the toilet, but, you know, but what she said, you know, Lord help her. Three Republican Washington state lawmakers are proposing a concealed carry bill in NFL stadiums. We'll get into that. A USC professor is having students don't use the term illegal immigrant. Really? You come here to this country with no documentation, you're an immigrant, and you're illegal. Call it what it is. What else? What a Florida restaurant. A diner is offended with Christmas music. How dare you play it and turn it off? Lord help us. I'd turn it up. That's just me, though. Also, Benjamin Netanyahu has some choice words for people that diss Trump and things that he said. So, also, NASCAR finally has a new title sponsor, and it's a pretty good fit, I think. It is their third title sponsor in Cup history. You'll get into that much, much more. Also, some updates on Mkhitaryan's injuries on the match Sunday with Manchester United. So, welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Corinthians, let me go back. Corinthians 12:9. Each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ can work through me." Think about that as you're going through your day to day and the rest of it, and as you're getting ready to go to bed, you know. What a week and a weekend we had. Whew. I'm telling you, this is getting to be ridiculous, because what was it the Democrats were saying? Well, when Hillary wins, when she wins, you know what? 8 o'clock, they're going to be having the inauguration speech from her, and she's going to come out the acceptance speech and say, "Well, you know, hey, I won, and screw you all." And when she lost, now they're, well, see, when she was going to win, it was going to be because the Republicans were going to claim that it was rigged and all this stuff and BS. And now Trump wins, and all these Democrats were like, well, when they said it couldn't be rigged, now they're saying, well, Russia hacked emails, and all these emails that Russia hacked, they were involved in our election, and they helped Trump win and all this. I thought it couldn't be rigged. I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're whiny. Excuse my French, but they're whiny bitches. They really are. Okay? If Russia did hack those emails, which Russia has come out and said we had nothing to do with the emails, Julian Assange has said that these emails were not from Russia. They did not hack them. They had nothing to do with it. And what's funny is these emails, and I've said this before, you'll get 1,000, you'll get like 50 emails. Let's just make it simple, 50 emails. three of those emails is enough to get a DNC chairman fired. But the rest, oh, they're fake. They're not real. That's all lies. But some of the same, but that same batch of emails, okay, if Hillary Clinton's getting these emails and writing these emails, they showed corruption, folks. They showed corruption. If you don't realize how corrupt our government is by now, you never will. We, the people, said we're tired of corrupt politicians. There were people that said, you know, I voted for Barack Obama because he was kind of a new politics person and he seemed different. He seemed like a, well, let's give difference a chance. Let's give someone that's totally different a chance. And they felt screwed. And they're like, okay, well, this guy isn't a politician. He's a businessman, like a lot of our forefathers were. Let's give him a chance and let's see what happens. Let's put our faith in a businessman. Let's put our faith in someone who has a successful business. We are tired of politics as usual. Why aren't there term limits on politicians? We limit term limits for presidents so that we don't have Kim Jong-un running the United States for 50 years. We don't live in a Cuba or a China or North Korea. Every 4 years, you have the ability to elect someone if you feel that you're not better off. But we keep electing these people in government over and over and over again, like John McCain and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. And they keep wanting pay raises, but, oh, we can't have a pay raise. Huh? Oh, but Trump, you know, Russia was involved. They hacked the emails and they helped Trump win. They had nothing to do with it. The people are just sick and tired of a corrupt government that's for themselves, not for the people, you know. Because God forbid, the politicians have to abide by the same laws they pass for us. I mean, all these people that, let me see here. Oh, yeah. Here's an exemption for Nancy Pelosi and all her buddies so they don't have to have Obamacare. How does that make sense? I thought Obamacare was great. Yeah. If it was so great, you wouldn't want an exemption. You'd want to be front of the line. If Obamacare was so great, these politicians would be like, okay, we got an exemption that makes us first in line to get it. We will get it before anybody else. Wouldn't have an exemption that would keep them from having to pay the penalties or the fines. And they should actually have the highest penalties because they have the most money. I mean, that's what I think, you know. That's what I think, you know. Evil, greedy Republicans in that evil Russia. Well, you know what Putin did when Russia attacked? He bombed back. Yeah, when ISIS attacked, when terrorists attacked, he bombed back. What did Obama do when terrorists did bombs in the United States? Well, we really can't jump to conclusions because we don't have all the pieces of the puzzle together. So we don't want to jump to conclusions and you know, well, when they came out and claimed responsibility, guess what happened? You didn't hear a word from him. Because he can't say, well, we need to get all the ducks in a row and we need to do all our homework before we just point fingers at who we think did it. He couldn't have done that because then they'd be like, ISIS claim responsibility. Yeah, well, I mean, they say they did, but we don't. I mean, we really have to look into this, you know, because we have to make sure that, you know, because how do we know it's not some Republican just saying that, you know, we don't, you know, we got to. Finally, it's finally nice to get that PGA professional golf goon out of the White House. And they said, well, Trump's not going to go to these briefings. How many did Obama even go to one? I don't think he ever went to one of these, like, White House briefing meetings. He never went to 90% of them. Oh, but if Trump says he's going to miss one, how dare Trump miss one meeting when Obama will miss 50 of them? And, oh, that's okay. You know, I mean, he's a liberal. I can't wait till that law gets passed. Suck it up, Buttercup. I can't wait till that Buttercup bill gets passed. You know, because what, I mean, here we are. This is how bad it is, folks. Here we are. Two generations ago, my grandfather and my ancestors stormed Normandy at 19. Now, at 19, I don't know what I'm going to do. Trump won. I'm going to lose it. Oh my God. I'm going to lose it. I need to get a psychiatric ward. We need to bring those psychiatric wards back and take those kids and put them in the bathtub with the electric shocking and all that crap that they used to do back in the day. That's what you need to do. I don't understand. Where did we go wrong in this nation? That all these kids now are, you know, you're not always, see, you know, this participation trophy is bullcrap. There's winners and there's losers. But at the end of the day, you know what they do in the Champions League, in the Europa League, and in the Premier League? At the end of the match, you exchange jerseys as a sign of friendship. Yes, Real Madrid beat Barcelona. But in the end, if anything were ever to happen, you were all football players. You're all, you know, it's not like if a plane goes down and Real Madrid loses 10 players, they don't laugh. They mourn because it's their brothers in competition. You're going to win and you're going to have losers. And you can only have one NCAA Final Four champion. What are they going to start now? Have like a loser's bracket? Okay, well, if you lose, then you go and then you're going to be the best of the team. You're going to be the best team of the ones that lost. I mean, grow up. I mean, I thought it was going to be the starting center fielder for the Boston Red Sox, but hey, I saw Julia Child when I was 6 years old, and I got into cooking. I'm still trying to figure out how Keebler bakes in a tree without burning it down. I still want to figure that one out. I'm just saying that. But seriously, folks, where did we go wrong? Let me tell you, you want to meet some badass people? You meet my mom, my wife's dad, and my dad, and people in Vietnam. They were amazing people that gave up and sacrificed. You know, I guess we're in an instant society where people just, well, if I can instantly get this, you know, everything should be instantaneously. Well, I should just get this. I should just have that. No, it's not how it works. Competition drives fuel. I mean, there are people that like, well, how do you do that? Well, I work because I'm very, very good at omelets, and they want to know why people love mine over, what do? I'm like, well, and I quite simply quote one of the cheesiest movies. Tommy boy, you're selling you, not just brake pads. I'm not just making an omelet. I'm befriending them. I'm it's okay, what do you want? How do you want it? How's your day going? You know, when you treat the customer not just the, you know, if you, I'm just here, okay, what do you want? Okay, ham, cheese, all right. You know, how you doing? Did you watch that game yesterday? Oh, you know, and they feel like you care. You know, Patch Adams a long time ago, he goes, why don't we, okay, this is a cancer patient, say, hey, this is Susan Smith, yada, 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 you know, and get to know the person, you know, because you treat a disease, you're going to lose in the end. You can win small battles, but in the end, no one lives forever. But if you treat the patient, you win no matter what the outcome. My point in this rant, competition fuels, that's what you need to have. You know, well, who cares if we win? We get a trophy, don't we? Yep, we get paid no matter what. What should we try? If we get in the NCAA tournament, they get $10,000 no matter what we do. So if we lose, hey, $10,000. I don't get it. And I guess I'm a solver. I guess that's how cooking is. Well, how do you get this done in this amount of time? How do you, you have to solve little problems. And when you have people that don't understand, that I don't understand these like people that like in New York City where they're going to help them out. Because they can't deal with it. Well, my mom says, basically, she goes, I'll believe Trump's president when he's inaugurated on January 20th. Because she believes that they're going to do everything they can. Because they want to start riots. They want to, because like a lot of people said, and I've said this, if Hillary gets in, there's going to be civil war. And that's what they want. They want civil unrest. You know, top down, bottom up, inside out. They want to disrupt this country. I mean, there's still martial law card is still not out of the hand. He could still sit there and say, okay, hey, this is going on. I got to do it. That's not that it's going to happen, but he can do that. But that's what they want. They want us. They want to disrupt us. We're winning. We can't let them take back the momentum we have. We got to come together as a nation. You know, what was it that Star Trek used to say? To boldly go where no man has gone before, as in mankind, as in human beings. You know? And I truly believe that they tried to incite stuff on the media when it wasn't doing anything because no one watches the media. Then they went to the streets, and now they're trying to push all this stuff where the CIA said that the Russians hacked it. But if you talk to the FBI, they say they had nothing to do with it. I don't know. You know, because they have no other option now because Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania are all done. The election is done. They don't have any other option. And Joy Bayer on The View was like, oh, they got to step down. Trump needs to just step down. Like, he's going to do that, really? Why don't you step down? No one watches you anyways. Joy Bayer tried to step down? Yep. Yeah. I mean, I have to watch their clips so I can know what they said or whatever, you know, just so I can. And I have a hard time doing that. It's because all they do is bash conservatives, bash people on the right, bash God. You know, where's my right? Oh, we got to take this down because I'm offended. Well, folks, we're going to have a non-denominational, non-holiday extravaganza by minimalist composer Philip Glass. That South Park episode, the very first Christmas, that is where we're headed. Well, you got to take down that cross on that Christmas tree because that offends me. Well, I'm offended by the tree. I'm offended by this. I could find some reason to be offended by everything. I'm sure you could find some reason to be offended by everything. I wanted to get in. I was actually talk about this later, but it came up, so we're going to talk about it. Because this hits home for me. This really, really, really hits home for me because this is in Indiana. A small town removes cross instead of fighting the ACLU. This is in Knightstown, Indiana, where the town council has had the cross removed from a Christmas tree because ACLU was filing a lawsuit because it's offensive to people. Now, I would love to, I might actually try to call them and say, why don't you do a counter lawsuit and say, okay, hey, well, okay, if you're offended if the cross is there, how am I not offended if it's gone? I guess I look at it like this, okay? If I put a swastika on the side of my house, if you're offended by it, don't look at it. You don't have to look at it. Oh, that offends me because you're pushing your Christian belief on me by having me stare at a cross. What did I say that one time? I said this, if you're a long-time listener to the show, you probably remember this one. I'm like, okay, if I have my blinds open accidentally and I'm getting dressed and someone sees me, that's my fault. If they stare for 30 minutes, that's their problem. And that's how I feel. How is having a cross on a tree forcing you to believe in anything? Remember, Jesus Christ, you don't have to follow him. But following Jesus Christ is a decision you have to make for yourself. And you might not want to follow him, but he'll change your life. You have to follow and believe in Jesus, not just taking like a backpack and putting Jesus on it and there you go, okay. No, it's more than that. Having a plus sign or a cross, which looks almost identical, so I don't know how they got through math. How does that offend you? I would love to know that because I'm not pushing. So what? I can put a Star David up there. I'm not going to be offended. So what? I have friends that are Jewish that say, Happy Hanukkah, man. I'm like, Happy Hanukkah. I say it back to him. I'm not offended. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm offended. He said, Happy Hanukkah. Well, he's not going to say Merry Christmas. He's a Jew. I mean, yeah. I'm just being respectful because that's their holiday. I was taught to be reverent. You know, remember, suck it up, Buttercup. I'm offended by the cross. Like I've said many times before, and I'll say it again, if there was a group of soldiers that died and fought for this country in a war, and they were all atheists, I would have no problem having a monument dedicated to them that showed that they had the symbol of atheism, whatever that is. I don't even know because I'm not one, but, you know, whatever. I wouldn't, because that's what they believe. And they died. And they'll find out when they get to, when they cross over that they were wrong. But anywho. Got 35 minutes or so left in the program. And I thank you all for tuning in, no matter where you are around the world. But this is kind of an interesting thing. Three Republican lawmakers are proposing a law that would allow conceal and carry into NFL stadiums in Washington state. And if you don't know this, they actually already have a state law that says you can conceal and carry in stadiums. But these companies that run CenturyLink and Safeco, the companies that run it, companies, and they have a rule that you cannot carry a gun. And there's kind of a conflict of interest because some people say, well, you know, you get drunk people and you get beer involved and you get at a football game all these emotions that it might be a bad thing. And there's the other side of it also where, okay, if you don't know who's got a gun or who could be carrying a gun, you're less likely to do something. Okay, well, if I start a fight with this guy, he might have a gun. But then at the same time, I think you should have to have a permit and say, okay, yes, I've got a permit here. I'm carrying. And, show that you're carrying, and here's my permit to prove, you know, that way you just don't have someone walking in with a gun that's not have a permit, that's someone that's just going to go in there to kill people. That way you can at least regulate it that way. You know, because I can see, because I've said this for years. And I said this on the program. I told my mom, I said, look at this. Look at the screening you have to do to get into the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the 500. We got in here with the car. We could have had this thing loaded with explosives. We could set the timer, walk out, bang. Not that I wish that, but I'm just saying. You know, okay, you prove who you are. Yeah, my name is so-and-so. Here's my concealed carry permit or whatever. I'm surprised they don't have like a little like an ID thing that when you take it, you know, to like, if you go to the, like, if you get, like, if you were to go somewhere, they can like scan it and it would bring up, yep, it's legit. You know, that way you just can't have like a piece of paper that's, you know, because our, at least in Indiana, our driver's license, like if you want to get like Sudafedrin, you have to get it behind the counter, because I take Allegra D, and when I take it, you know, you have to go sign for it and all this stuff, and then you scan the back of your ID. You know, I'm surprised they don't have like a permit like that. They just go, okay, yes, and it would come up in the database, yeah, you are who you say you are and everything. And then, and once you're in the stadium, it's concealed, but just to get in, because, you know, because there's a huge, it's House Bill 105, and it's a big issue, because like in Washington State, I mean, where do you draw the line? Because like, it's kind of like saying, okay, in Indiana, we have a carry permit that if you get the permit like I have for handguns, you can open carry or conceal carry, whatever you want. But in Indiana, still, you have to abide by laws. So like, if you go to a hospital and you're not allowed to have a gun, then you can't bring it in. So, you know, and that's kind of like it is in Washington State. You can bring a gun into a stadium, but you have to abide by it. If the stadium company that runs it says we don't allow conceal and carry, then you can't carry it in there. So it's a big hot button issue, and it's, you know, and there are two sides to it. And I see both sides of them. It's not like I can say, well, you should be, you know, but I'm one of those people. Imagine if everyone had to carry a gun. Violence would almost end because, okay, well, if I pull my gun out to kill this person, everyone around me I know has a gun, so I wouldn't survive. It would end like that. You know, every time they've had an incident where guys with a gun, as soon as they take someone else that has a gun and he's confronted, it ends. I mean, I conceal and carry all the time, but you know what? I pray to God that I never have to use it, except for shooting downrange. And I just want to remind you folks, Jesus isn't just the reason for the season. He's the reason for every day of our lives. Think about that one. They did a thing I was watching the other day where they went through and they would take like an actor. Oh, I think I want to get onto this because I think someone is giving me a piece in the ear. And this is big time news, folks. And you're going to hear it. This is breaking news. If I'm hearing this in my ear correctly, I want to make sure I can confirm this. I don't want to get into any speculation or anything, but I want to get into this. I want to make sure I got this. Let me see here. Yes, it is true. I am confirming this. The Canadian actor who played the father in Growing Pains, Alan Thicke, has just been confirmed dead.
Wow.
Because if you grew up in the 80s, that was probably one of the most popular, that show, I can't tell you, I've seen probably every episode 50 times. That was one of those shows that, and that, I guess to me, I loved that generation because it was real TV to me. You know, all this reality TV crap that you're finding out now that this guy that was on Gold Rush, well, all the producers were telling me what to say, and I never wanted to leave the show, and no one's going to watch it unless there's fights and arguments and people. All I want to see is them finding the gold. I can care less. You could just do the highlights at the very end where they're doing the gold, where they're like panning out the stuff and they're showing you how much the cleanups are. That's all I cared about. I don't want them, you know. But it's just like that. What was it? I watched like 10 minutes of that Hell's Kitchen because I wanted to see what it was about. And in this 10-minute clip, this girl was on there. She was like a corporate buyer, never cooked a day in her life in the kitchen, didn't know anything. Well, if someone shows me what to do, I'm a fast learner. She goes, what do you mean you're a fast learner? How did you effing get on the show? And I'm sure she was put on there because they think ratings. I was hoping to see like 20 chefs that are master chefs and see what the heck and see how great they were. No, they pick people that are going to fight and argue. Well, he's a Black Panther and he's a Ku Klux Klan member. Let's get him on the show so that they fight. Well, you know, and that's why I love the 80s because it was, you got away from this. There was no reality. It was watching sitcoms. And I guess Alan Thicke had a heart attack. And it's just, you know, it's just amazing. And they need to put that on Netflix. If anyone that has any connections to Netflix, they need to put that show on there. And they probably will for like 2 months, and then they take it off because you start getting into a TV show, and if you don't watch it straight through, sometimes it's gone. And then, but anyways, just hard to believe, you know. Late breaking news, and you hear it first. You hear first on the conversation besides the family and close relatives and everyone else that they told before they told anyone else. So I don't know how far down the chain you are, but it's just, I don't know. I'm just not really, I mean, I'm into that Me and Raimi show where she's talking about Scientology. That's exciting. And so, but most of that reality stuff, I'm not really into. I love CSI Miami. I've seen every episode, and I've probably seen 90% of them 12 times, but it's great. And I always try to see if there's something that I missed. But, you know, it's just great actor, and he's going to be missed because the good ones are going. And this is nuts. I'm going to get into this one because, well, I want to get into this really quick because Trump has named Ryan Zanke he's a Republican from Montana to serve as his Interior Secretary, and also Rex Tillerson is his pick for Secretary of State. And so we'll have to see how those play out and all this, and whether they work out or not. We'll have to see. He is a businessman. He's someone that does what's best for his business. And he's treating America like his business. And he's trying to pick who's best for America to make it great. You know, I feel that. And if he does something wrong, okay. He does something wrong. He's not going to be perfect. It's like he was asked several times in the campaign, how would you handle this? How would you handle that? He goes, well, I would do this. I would find the best person for the job and say, okay, how do you handle this? How do you go here? How can we come up with a strategy and go from there? Now, this is crazy because this is in the St. Augustine establishment. It's called the Tasting Room, and Michael Lugo, he's the executive chef and manager at Michael's Tasting Room. Most people just call it the Tasting Room. Someone came in there to have dinner and was deeply offended that they had Christmas music. Lord, help us. And they need to change it because, no, you don't. Christmas music was offensive. Consider playing holiday music or less religious themed stuff. Okay, first of all, I'd be like, well, there's a place called Michael's and there's a place called Hobby Lobby. If your Hobby Lobby is one of the biggest craft retailers in the US, if not the biggest, who is the number one leading fried chicken chain in the US right now? Chick-fil-A. And they are closed every Sunday, just like Hobby Lobby. If you're not religious and don't support what they stand for, then go somewhere else. If you're that offended with Christmas music, say, hey, I'm sorry. I don't like Christmas music. I will go somewhere else. You have a choice in this country. There's a difference. See, Republicans want choice. If you want to carry a gun, you should have the right. What does a liberal want to do? Take your gun. I want to have a choice. You should be able to have a cross on the tree if you want to, or a Star of David, or whatever you want. That should be your choice. What does a liberal want to do? That offends me. Take it down. They don't want you to have choice. You know, we live in a free country. If you don't like the fact that he's playing religious music, leave. Find a restaurant that does not play Christmas music. Plain and simple. Plain and simple, folks. That's the difference. We need to come together as a nation. Not piss and moan and whine because Hillary didn't get in. We need to come together as a nation because 90% of our issues we're dealing with in this country have nothing to do with right or left. I'm going to see if I can, because I apologize because I'm terrible with names. But hey, that's me. Everyone has their thing and my thing is names and I suck with it. Bear with me, folks. Alicia Sanchez is a professor at the University of Southern California. And a note that was emailed to students by a teaching assistant on behalf of the professor notified students that they should not use the term illegal immigrants on their final exam, Campus Reform reported. Hi, everyone. One last message from me for the semester. On your final exams, please refrain from using the term illegal immigrants to refer to human beings, as Professor Chavez has requested or mandated. Instead, please use undocumented immigrants or unauthorized entry to describe folks' status or how they may have arrived in the U.S. Give me a break. They came to this country illegally, no matter where they're from. They're an immigrant. They're an illegal immigrant. Because that's an offensive term. And we might offend somebody who's not even supposed to be here in the first place because they don't even have papers and they're using someone else's social security number and name and stealing their identity. And all I can think of is that Toys R Us commercial. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. But we'll change the lyrics. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Hillary kid. I supported her and I cried because she lost. I'm whining, I'm bitching, I'm complaining to hell that why do I have to be in college now? Seriously. You know, I should get like an exemption for the rest of my college and I should just be given a diploma because of all the crap that's gone on. Seriously, that's the world we're coming to, folks. But then when you have people like Benjamin Netanyahu that supports Trump and believes that he supports the Jewish state and he stands with Israel and not Iran. You know, when you have other world leaders saying like, thank God we got Trump in there. That says something because that's not us. Because I know for years, okay, there, Fox News. I'm like, that was actually said by the BBC, believe it or not, thank you. But because I said something and it was a conservative ideal or thought, it had to be from Fox News. They had to have said it. It can't be true. But hey. You know, we have freedom in this country. You don't like what's on TV? You know, when they got reality crap that I don't want to watch, guess what? I have a remote. I can change the channel. I don't sit there and I don't wish MSNBC off the air. Sometimes I need a good laugh. I don't wish anyone off the air. You have freedom, folks. If you don't like Christian music, you probably shouldn't shop at that store. I mean, don't go to the Family Christian Center and be like, okay, yeah, I'm offended by all this religious stuff here. Yeah. You know, common sense, folks. You don't like Christmas music, find a different restaurant. You know, I'm not going to go to the Wheatery and complain that I can't find anything to eat. Okay, I can't have wheat. I'm not going to go to a place called the Wheatery. Yes, everything we have is either breaded, floured, poached, fried, in some form of wheat. Welcome to the Wheatery. Oh, well, no, I'm not going to go there. I can't eat it. But I'm not, you know, I'm not going to go to Bob's Big Beef Barn and say, okay, yeah, do you have any vegetarian options? It's not going to happen. I'm smarter than that. But liberals will go to Bob's Big Beef Barn and claim that there's no vegetarian options and then get an attorney and sue. But that's how it works. No, it doesn't. You have choice. As I wrap this little bit up, we have choice, folks. We have choices. Don't like, you know, there's 42 drivers in NASCAR. You have a choice. You don't have to vote for Jimmy Johnson or Jeff Gordon. You can, if you like Brad Keselowski, cheer for him. You have freedom in this country. You can, I don't support kneeling for the national anthem, but you have that, you're not going to get arrested for it. I don't condone it. I mean, there's talk that the San Francisco 49ers GM is going to be canned. You should. The team stinks. You got a guy that's not standing up for the national anthem, not respecting it. They're not doing anything about it. They're keeping him when he sucks. Get rid of him. I used to be a 49ers fan. Now I can't even stand the NFL. I don't know. This is different times we're living in, folks. It is. Now I'm going to move on to some motorsports news, as many of you might have heard or don't know or might know. And let me bring this up real quick. It's an exciting time. You know, you had Jimmy Johnson win his seventh NASCAR title. And it's just amazing, you know, to see where the sport's going, you know. It's just, I think it's going to be great this year because if you don't know, we've got a new title sponsor for NASCAR. And NASCAR, if you don't know, stands for the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. And in 1972, to kind of move along, R.G. Reynolds came along and Winston became the title sponsor, being from North Carolina and NASCAR's from that region. It was just a perfect fit. And R.J. Reynolds was the title sponsor of NASCAR, and it was the Winston Cup Series. And it was a great time. For 31 years, they were the title sponsor. And I've heard two things. I've heard that, like, because of the 1994 tobacco lawsuit settlement, that the funds weren't there and they had to cut sponsorship. And I've been told that, well, since it was advertising cigarettes and, you know, they really couldn't have commercials and all this stuff. And with kids, it was just kind of agreed that they, 2003, when their contract ended, they left. And when they left in 2004, Nextel Cup took over. Nextel, which ended up becoming Sprint, and they were the title sponsor for 2004 till 2016. And Sprint was just amazing. And what Sprint did was Sprint wanted to go in a new direction. They want to put more money into technology because, okay, well, you got a 1 gigabyte phone. Well, if they got a 2 gigabyte phone, then you need 3 gigabyte and then 4 gigabyte. You have 4G LTE, then they got 5G TV, and I don't know all what the terms are, but they want to put their money into the technology. I mean, the 1%, their reliability is within 1% of Verizon. You know, and they just want to get better and better and better. And it was kind of cool because even if you had Verizon, AT, it didn't matter what phone you had, if you went there, hey, I'm having an issue. Well, we have cell phone towers out there and you should be connecting to them and all this. And they actually took my phone. This guy, like, no questions asked. He goes, okay, you just got to do this and this and okay, this is why. And I'm like, wow, that was cool. I didn't expect them to just take my phone and get it to get a signal, but they did. And the long-awaited announcement, which you may have already heard, but Monster Energy Drink was rumored to become the sponsor of NASCAR, and it is going to be the title sponsor. It is a multi-year deal. We're not sure how many years they've agreed to, but it's a multi-year deal, I think at least 4. And if you have if you're like a NOS energy drink or you're a 5-hour energy drink and you're already affiliated with NASCAR, then you have the ability to stay in the sport. But if you are not a sponsor, if you're an energy drink that's not already been in NASCAR, then due to conflict of interest that you can't join. Just like, it's the Xfinity Series now, but it used to be originally the Busch Series, the Busch Grand National Series back in the day. When their contract came up to renew, they had to drop out because Coors Light, if you don't know, is the actual official beer sponsor and the official beer of NASCAR. And with Budweiser being the Busch Series, it was a conflict of interest. And I don't know why Coors just didn't step up and just say, hey, we'll sponsor the Busch Series and we'll call it the Coors Cup Series. But they didn't. And Nationwide sponsored it, and Xfinity, and so it's going to be cool to see how it goes because there's a lot of people that are up in arms with energy drinks because they're not. Some people, I think they're okay, and if you have like one and you drink it over a period of time, But these people that open up a monster job and down the whole thing in like two gulps, and I don't think that's really the safest thing. But, you know, like my muscle doctor is not a big fan of like 5-hour energies or anything at all. I don't drink those because I've gone to the ER because of those. So I don't do that. But, you know, I'm just excited for NASCAR and motorsports in general. Like, let's get this IndyCar season started already. Come on. But it's just going to be neat. We got a new sponsor. We got new life. Jimmy Johnson, I think, can actually, I could honestly see him getting a record 8th championship. I really do. He doesn't seem to be one backing down. Will he get 8? I don't know, but I could see him. He's still got the fire. You know, he is successful because he always wants to be ahead of that car in front of him, no matter how many laps down he is. What a concept. He's successful because he works hard and he busts his ass and he wants to be better than that car in front of him. Isn't that a... Wow. He just doesn't want to settle for a participation thing and say, hey, congratulations, you were in NASCAR. No, he wants to be better than that. And on that news also, I don't know if I talked about this on Tuesday or not, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been declared eligible to run. He's gotten the doctors okay. He's ready to go. And I think that's a big, even if he wasn't able to come back, it's still exciting. I mean, it's going to be neat to see. I mean, because you got Joey Logano is really good driver. You got Brad Keselowski. You got new drivers that are coming in. And some that have been here just a little bit that are going to be the next Jeff Gordons. So don't worry if you don't think that there's like a draw. I mean, if Jimmy Johnson winning the 7th championship isn't a ding, 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 ding type bell to say, hey, you know, ain't nothing going to do it because he's, you know, even Richard Petty, someone like, man, this guy's badass. He's an amazing, he will go down as one of the best. So that's coming from the king. You know, so it's just going to be, I think that's just going to bring, well, he wants, now people are going to want to watch just to see if he can get an 8th. So I heard this today as I was going to work on K-Love. These are like the top 5 Christmas movies. And I only know the order of the 5th and the first one. I don't remember the other. I know them all, but I don't know which one was 4th, 3rd, or 2nd. But the number one Christmas movie of all time is the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And the 5th one is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Then 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I don't know in what order they were, but it was Home Alone, Elf, and The Grinch. Well, where is The Christmas Story? Yeah. That was 11th. And I'm like, I know people that watch that like a, it's like, to me, that's religious. Every Christmas, I gotta watch that. I know, and me and him will watch it together. And I'll be like, I'm probably crying. That movie, it's a tradition. When it came out till now, it's something, it has like a cult following. Where, that's why I'm surprised it's that high on the list, it's that low on the list, 11th. I've never seen Home Alone, but I've heard it's not really, it's just set around Christmas time. So it's not really based on Christmas. It's just like, they supposedly go on vacation and they leave their son there. But don't worry, Michael Jackson came and saved the day. I just said that because Macaulay Culkin. But anyways, hey, it's just interesting. But then a lot of people say the same thing about Die Hard. It's not really a Christmas movie, but it's based around Christmas. So they, you know, man, if this is your idea of Christmas, I got to be here for New Year's. It's just because it's set around that time that, you know, because I'm sure there's tons of movies that are based around Christmas, but they're not about like Christmas itself. But that is, I think my mom has on DVD National Lampoon's Christmas. So I gotta get that movie's hilarious. But anyways, I'm gonna get on to some Premier League action before my time runs out here, folks. And wow, Manchester United, what a game! 1-0 over Tottenham, and we got 3 points, and it's much needed 3 points. And it could have easily went 1-1. We could have easily drawn again. But we're getting the shots on goal, just not quality shots, I don't think. And they just got to pick up their speed. I really believe they got to pick up their speed on offense. And, you know, it's got to be that what it went in the net. How in the heck? You know, where if you go to the bathroom and you come back, they might score. You know, now I can go to the bathroom. I'm like, yeah, I don't worry as much about it going a goal happening when I go to the bathroom now as I used to. You know, they need to go back and they need to watch some old film of Ruud van Nistelrooy from the Netherlands, one of my favorite Manchester United players of all time. I have his jersey, you know. Cantona, watch some of him and bam. You know, they got great players. I think they just need to get their speed up. And I think once they do that, I think they'll be, because they're getting shots on goal. They're just not, I mean, they're just like, by the time, you know, it's like they're easily picked off because they're not happening. They're not fast. It's like, okay. You know, by the time you get the shot, goalie's like, okay, I'm waiting for you. Instead of the balls in the net, and you're like, how'd it get there? What, you know? But it's good, though. We got 24 points. We're in sixth place. Mkhitaryan that scored the goal. His injury update from the trainers and from Jose Mourinho is that he should be back for the match on Boxing Day. So that's good news. He's just, like, sprained his ankle, and he just, you know, they're going to work it out. You know, it looked a lot worse on video, but they say it's just kind of a sprain. They just got pulled some tendons and they just got to, you know, work that out a little bit and he'll be good to go for a Boxing Day. So I know at least from Paul Scholes, he says this, and there's a lot of people like, why don't they have, when Bastian Schweinsteiger came out and played with like 2 minutes left in the game, he got the biggest standing ovation. And I'm like, and you're not playing this guy. I don't understand. He is incredible. A lot of people are like, why are you keeping Marouane Fellaini? Why are you keeping him? He hasn't done anything except for he can do all kinds of crap without having a red card. Other than that, got about 60 seconds left, folks, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. And, you know, one of my friends at work, we always go back and forth arguing about the Premier League and stuff. He goes, don't you wish you had Pepe Guardiola about now? I said, I kind of wish we would have gotten him, but we got who we got, and we got to make the best of it. And I said, I think come the middle of January, you'll know where the teams are. Mourinho open to offering United duo Dupree and Schweinlin. So I think he wants to get rid of Schneiderlin and some of those. I think there's some people he wants to get rid of and bring new players in, but I got to get going. A firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. We mutually pledge each other our lives and our fortunes and our sacred honors. Until next week, good night and God bless. Goodbye.